At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
This is a View from the Bridge, official podcast of the Belfast Giants for kingdomofthegiants.com. Today's Saturday, the 13th of April, 2019. My name's Patrick Smith. Yes, it is playoff Saturday. We are currently about to set sail for the wonderful East Midlands town of Nottingham to join many thousands of other revellers as they prepare for what is going to be a fantastic playoff weekend. You already know the outcome. We don't. We're going to head off. See the Belfast Giants take on the Guildford Flames in the first of the two semi-finals. It's always a weekend of revelry, but it's got a tinge of history on it. If the Belfast Giants can complete this Grand Slam, well, we'll see what will come from it. So let's go. It's a beautiful day. Right, let's get going. Bye, Roisin. Right, it's 10:20. I've turned the radio down a bit. It's 10:27, and we are on the M6, and we are on our way to Nottingham. It is the playoff Saturday. Joel, how nervous are you?
Hi. I'm usually the first person to go, boys. I'm absolutely terrified. But listen, there are two banners on the wall. There's a conference trophy floating around. It's lovely to have the prospect of a first ever Grand Slam and not have that much pressure on us. The season is an unmitigated success.
I can't believe you're actually saying it. I can't even say it.
You can't say what?
The GS words. It's the you're coming in with the opportunity, and you're basically you're going for it. You've got confidence.
It's special. It's really special. This and I've already,
the opportunity or just
the very fact that we're in this position is special. I've already said that we're looking at the greatest or one of the greatest Giants sides of all time. I did say the greatest, and I'll stick to that. They've already proved themselves with a miraculous league comeback, Challenge Cup champions in the clutch in overtime. Confidence is absolutely soaring. And I was at practice yesterday morning before the boys packed up and left, and they're all skating around whooping and hollering and laughing. Like, that's the last home practice at the end of a grueling like 8-month season, and they're still
game,
having a blast.
Well, game 80 and game 81 this weekend. I think interesting to say, because obviously after the Continental Cup disappointment and then the weekend against the Cardiff Devils, where we ended up 11 points back, which we clawed back and won the league, by the way. One of the things that Adam Keefe said is he wanted to find a way to have fun and enjoy the game and have fun in the game. And you were saying it from practice yesterday, it seemed that was the case.
It's just so evident. I was nipping into the tunnel to give Taff our MVP award to come over on the van. And the boys were just heading out onto the ice, and I kind of stuck around, got a few videos for the socials, and it was just so evident, you know, guys kind of nodding up to you, smiling and laughing. Colin Shields getting around, you know, laughing, having a great time, even though it's his very last practice on that ice. Kyle Bond's coming round and doing tight circles, transitioning and just whooping and having a great time. It was really lovely, actually. If that was the way that they left home ice and set off for the playoffs, confidence is an all-time high. I'm confident from having seen that. You know, they're comfortable. They're aware of their abilities. They bottomed out after that Continental Cup final, but that you have to bottom out, I think, to test your resolve. Championship teams need to be tested to see who they really are, and they've proved it.
I was quite interested. I didn't realise this until you and I enjoyed a couple of quiet beverages in Charlton.
Very civil.
With the man we know as the Chuck-a-Puck Canuck, Dr. Eric Lepp.
What a guy.
But I didn't know this was your first class.
First ever, man, yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things I struggle to to see the value for money. Just the, and the cost of the ticket is quite high. There's the potential, if you book early, which is sensible, you may not even have your team there, and I know that's maybe the pessimist's view. And then when you do, it's quite expensive to get over. You might only see one game, but you know what, I'm excited. The circumstances this year, obviously being able to work with you guys has been phenomenal. I'm really interested to see it through those eyes, and it's also just the situation that we're in. I wasn't going to miss this. This is possibly a once in a generation opportunity to see the Giants win them all.
Well, there are thousands of hockey fans already enjoying the finest hospitality that Nottingham has to offer. We're on our way to join their number, and we'll catch up with you further down the road.
This is Adam Keefe, and you're listening to the best podcast in the Elite League, A View from the Bridge.
About, it's half an hour until the game. We're in bunkers, which is starting to clear out slowly but surely. I'm joined by my two good friends, Gary Jackson and Gavin Gaz Hall. How's are you, Jacko? You got this game, though. Obviously, the game against Guildford in the Challenge Cup final was a tight affair. Are you expecting the same sort? Because the Giants have scored 36 goals in the last six games, 37 goals in the last six games.
I do enjoy a tight game.
Yeah, but do you think this is going to be one?
Probably not, no. I think the Giants are going to blow them away.
I think so, why?
Because they've scored 37 goals in the last six games.
Fair point. Good stat, mate, good stat.
Yeah, yeah.
Gavin, you're here as a neutral.
No. Very much looking forward to seeing Guildford turn your boys over. hoping and praying that Guildford beat everybody this weekend. I'll make my weekend.
Yeah, you booked your tickets this week. You enjoy coming here year on year. But as much as you can.
I think the last time I was here was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Is it that long since you've been here?
Yeah, I reckon.
Is that when we tied you to the pillar?
Maybe a little bit before that. Well, I'm just looking forward to a nice weekend with the boys, drinking some beers and having some fun, and watching Giants lose, hopefully.
Drinking beer with the boys and beers.
Yeah. The last thing I want to see is a grand slam for you.
We're standing here waiting on David the Gypsy, who I'm sure will be here at some point. So the next voice you'll probably hear will be his.
Hello.
Yes, I told you the next voice you'll be Davies. Right, mate, you've made it. We are, 20 minutes to the game.
Yep.
Your thoughts pre-game?
Oh, pretty much what was said on the podcast, I suppose, that, you know, the Belfast Giants have sort of proven over the season the level they can play at. We showed last weekend in terms of being able to even ratchet it up a wee bit for the playoffs. You know, last weekend, in terms of hits, in terms of blocks, we were league-leading. Or not league-leading, season-leading stats in terms of the amounts of blocks to put in, the amount of hits to put in. Even in that sort of half-dead rubber game on Sunday, you know, the intensity level was still there enough to come away with a 7-2 win in Coventry a week after they'd beaten Cardiff, obviously, to deny them our league title.
So your confidence remains, the fact that the Guildford, and then they're warming up. We did have that tight game in the Challenge Cup final with them. We've scored, 37, 36 goals in the last six games. We just have to keep that firepower.
Firepower is a funny thing in hockey, you know, it turns on and turns off when you least expect it. I think in terms of this game, we've obviously talked about Guildford a lot and saying how good they are top six, how good they are in special teams. We've got to play them 5-on-5 as much as we can. I believe that we're better quality overall.
One thing that Joel said, he went earlier on, he says about how he went down to practice and it seemed that the guys were having fun. I brought up the fact that that's what Adam Keefe said after those two losses against Cardiff. It's about having fun, it's about enjoying the game, and that's what the guys have to somehow do out there.
Look, I think Keefe even said in his interview with Brooksy, yes, you know, we've done a lot of hard work this season. We're 80 games in, you know, a couple of pre-season friendlies as well. You know, there's been a lot of hockey. We've won a league, we've won a cup, we've won a conference. Anything that happens this weekend is a bit of icing on the cake. Obviously, we'll want to win it, but, you know, the boys can go out there loose. They know how good they are. They've proven over the course of the season how good they are. It's going to be the last weekend for a few guys in a Belfast Giants shirt. That chokes me up a wee bit even thinking about that. But, you know, these guys
are great.
Those guys don't want to go out in a high.
All right, we're still here in bunkers. Thanks, Jacko. We're still here in bunkers. We're just wrapping things up here. The noise. The playoff is well underway. We are 20 minutes away from the first semi-final. Before we get to that, we'll hear from Joel and we'll hear from Simon.
2-on-1 opportunity, backdoor play. Chance with Blair Riley. Gets out front! Yes! Patrick Dwyer with the winner!
Okay, we've made it into the arena. The lights are down. We're going to start seeing the players coming out. Mr. Kitchen and Mr. Neil with me. I'll start with you, Says. You know, your confidence was high during the podcast. I assume it stays high.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, look, it all depends on how we come out here and get started. Guildford are a good team. It looks like they're going to start with Fitterton. And Carosi's not even on the bench. And Mike Well is a backup. So, you know, they're feeling confident in putting him in net. And we beat him before. We can beat him again. These boys are right up for this today. They've been a tough week regarding getting skating and getting back on the ice after last weekend's celebrations. But feeling very, very confident.
Julie said earlier on that when he went down to the practice, it seemed very positive, very buoyant. The guys seem to be having fun.
Well, you'd expect that. You know, they're all down the dumps. There's no point in turning up. So they're all ready to go. The boys are, as I say, Guildford Flames coming out on the ice now. Giants are going to be following them. And as I say, it's a big, big, big game.
Joel, you know, here come the players. Here are the players. The Guildford players are coming out onto the ice now. This game is ramping up. First of all, your first impressions of playoff weekend?
Yeah, it's nice to hear the Giants get a large chorus of boos from the accumulated fan bases of the Elite League. It must mean we're doing something right. A whole lot of silver in the cabinet this year, and it's nice to be here as champions. But no, great atmosphere, a lot of familiar faces, lovely to catch up.
And I don't think, I was going to ask you, have your thoughts changed? Do you see the guys starting to accumulate in the tunnel just down there below us? This place is stoked.
Guildford can take us all the way. They have done before. We had the grit to take them in overtime in the Challenge Cup final. I think that we're a steamroller right now, and I think that we are a much more precise and here come the boys. A much more precise and aggressive team. We're going to execute much better than I think we did in the Challenge Cup final. I don't know. I'm confident tonight. I think we're okay.
There you have it. We are a matter of minutes away from the first semi-final of the Elite League Playoffs 2019. Your Belfast Giants have hit the ice, as have the Guildford Flames. The arena is absolutely stoked. Let's see how this goes.
Welcome to the 2019 EIHL Finals, Motorpoint Arena. Aaron Murphy alongside Paul 80. Semi-final number one coming up, the Belfast Giants versus the Guildford Flames. Giants in teal, the Flames in white. Buckle up, folks, we're underway. Leaves it off, the shot is blocked by Davis. Kept in, Johnner with the shot, blockered away by Fullerton. Dunbar looking for Craig goes back to Dunbar cross, it's in! What a shot! And they find the trailer, it was Waters, and he rips it home, and Brian Waters' his third playoff goal. Puck to Twine, also fine, it's 1-0 Flames. Foster dances around Roach. Out front, what a chance, and Brooks went close, and Beskerdewani has to feel very lucky there, as it looked like it was going to be 2-0, but Crooks couldn't tuck it home.
End of the second period. Guildford scored in that period, so it's 1-0 to the Guildford Flames. This is tight as we didn't want it to be. Joined by the boys here, I'll start with Davey. Like, I'd arguably say we've been the better team.
We've struggled to create great areas just down in low there and get good chances on Fuller, and he's came up with a couple of good saves in the first period. I don't really think he's been tested that much in the second. You know, we've coughed up a few giveaways, a few cheap takeaways as well, and it's really been the Tyler Beskerdewani show as far as it goes so far.
Says Davey's absolutely right. I don't think the Fullerton had much to do in that period.
Agreed, and to be honest, you know, I thought Davey touched on the grade A chances. They've had better grade A chances than we had in the second period. You know, they've run one off the post. Besko's genuinely kept us in this game. It's only a one goal game. I expect us to come out flat in the third.
Joe, you know, Besko gets screened. The shot comes from Waters out in the open, hits the back of the net. the whole arena celebrates. You expect that with success, but the Giants now have 20 minutes to get back into this and chase this.
Yeah, they're under the caution bit now. It was a fairly free flowing game so far. Still no penalties in two periods, so the clock's winding fast. Listen, we have the ability. We've done it before. Guildford are swarming right now. Besko is, as the boys say, keeping us in it. Getting very little help from his defensive lines. There's a few soft turnovers just right in front of goal. If we can clean that up and just increase the kind of quality of our chances, still anybody's game.
I think a really good point there. There's been no whistles.
Yeah, the referees. There's a couple of whistles could have been called.
For the fairness, Jackson and Brown have had the weekend off.
One's climbing a ladder, one's at McDonald's. But you know, the refs have kept the whistles in the pocket so far. There's been a couple of calls, maybe either way, that could have been, you know, same teams. And we talked about the cruciality of special cruciality.
What
a word.
Is that actually a word?
I'm not sure. We'll have to
Joel, could you look up cruciality?
But, you know, the Giants have been... I'm stumped at that word now. That's brilliant.
Two paintings, anyone's?
I'm wrecked.
Unbelievable. Like, you can tell that we're stood with a lot of Giants, but it's like, Joel is Googling that, but, like, the nerves are racked up.
For who?
Well, for us, really, aren't they?
Nah, look...
You think the guys are going to come out here in the last 20 minutes and go... Well, hammer.
I don't think we're going to win it. Yeah. I mean, we as fans, we want the team to win. Absolutely, we can't do anything to make those guys play better right now. Believe you me, Adam Keefe will be in that dressing room, getting them fired up. It's a one goal game. You know, it's not a 2-1 game. It's a one.
We're playing great.
I don't think we're playing great. That's the thing. I think there's guys that do need to step up. I don't think we're playing great. But you know, this, at the end of the day, it's 20 minutes of your season left. That's what it comes down to right now.
Guildford are really tight around their own goal.
Yeah, they've played well so far. I'm not sure what the score or what the shot
11-6 at the end of the first 11-6 period.
At the end of the first. You know, I think the Giants dominated the first period. Second period wasn't so great for the Belfast Giants, but as Simon says, one goal game, season defining. You know, we've got to come out and leave it all on the ice here.
The boys do not want to play in that third, fourth place game tomorrow. That's what it comes down to. If they don't win this next period, it's all over.
There's a shift in tone here as well. You know, the second, we're classically not a second period team, regardless of our success this year. And I mean, as the boys say there, you've got 20 minutes left in your season. There's a shift in tone that can really change this game around. It doesn't take much for us to get back into this. The flashes are there. We just need to tighten up.
We have 12 minutes until the start of the third period, the final period of this semi-final. It is Guildford Flames 1, Belfast Giants 0. The nerves are racked up. Simon wants one more word.
Yeah, I mean, when Guildford scored, you just seen everybody else in the arena stand up. Everybody, all sections, Sheffield, Cardiff, Nottingham, all those fans all want to get in there and support the Guildford teams. Well, you know what? Is all.
I thought that's the price of success, man. It's the price of
Absolutely.
Success.
Everybody hates us. Everybody hates us.
When you're a successful team, you're hated.
Absolutely. I have no issue with that. But the bottom line is, as I expect us to come out flying the third.
Nice one. Here we go.
There from Riley just goes wide in the net. There's another chance.
Ferland scores! Ferland tucks it home! A 1-1 scoreline, and Jonathan Ferland with his third of the playoffs, and it was some magic behind the net. Higgins has one glove, one hand, and still gets the puck out to Ferland. Dwyer with the shot out front, Bond! And Bond will chase down his own rebound. A scary moment there for Fullerton. Bond comes right back, it's a tap-in! Dwyer! Patrick Dwyer tucks home the rebound. It's 2-1 for the Giants. Bill Rennick trying to pull it back. Foster throws it across the goal mouth. Craig. 5 seconds remaining. Craig Wiley throws it on net. McFall got the shin pad on that. The Giants defending, trying to keep that Grand Slam ambition alive. It's over. It's over at Motorpoint Arena, and it finishes with a flurry of punches. But it will end 2-1 Belfast. They're going to the final. The dream of the Grand Slam is still alive for the men in teal.
Joined after the game, a win for the Belfast Giants 2-1. I'm joined by one of the goal scorers, Jonathan Ferland. What a game that was. Like, we knew it was very, very tight in the Challenge Cup final against the Guildford Flames, and we had it again. But in the third period, you guys stepped it up.
Yeah, I mean, we knew, like, from the Challenge Cup that it was going to be hard. And every game we play against them all year, and except for one, was, like, tight games. Ever, like, 3-2, 2-1, 4-2. And that was everything on the line for them and for us, too. Like, it's the last chance to play a final tomorrow. So they got the lead, but I thought we kept playing our game a little bit. Like, they were better than us in the second, but Besko was huge in that for us. And we were able to come back and put a lot of pressure on them in the third, and finally got that first goal. And after that,
in that second period, like you say, like we've not been a second period team this season. You know, the guy, they came after us in a big way. They take that lead. You go in the end of the second period. What's said in the locker room?
But, I mean, it's do or die. It's going to be. We don't want to play that third place game tomorrow night. We want to play the final. So everyone know it's everything's on the line, and we just have to keep pushing. One goal lead is nothing in hockey, and we knew if we kept playing, we had a chance. And their goalie was playing well; they were playing really well defensively. But we kept pushing. The only difference we did, we put a lot more traffic in front of them in the third, like getting the net and making sure we had bodies in there. And then we got a couple of goals.
When that first goal goes in for the Guildford Flames, you can see that most of the arena are rising for Guildford, because obviously success breeds the fact that a lot of people don't want you to win.
Yep.
What's the approach on the bench? Do you like look around and go, actually, we are going to win this?
Well, I mean, we don't. We like the ambience. It was great tonight. The fans were loud. And once again, it's a 60-minute game, so we've been down 1-0 before, and this year we had the experience that going into a third, and we had the trust of everyone. We have confidence in this team all year. We proved it. So, I mean, they got a lot out of the first goal. They had the momentum. They were skating well. They were putting a lot of pressure on us, but they didn't get that many scoring chances. And we were lucky that it was still 1-0 after the second, and we were able to regroup, and that's it.
80 games done. 81st game is the grand final. What's your approach?
I mean, it's going to be our last game together. That doesn't happen a lot, that you win a championship and you have a chance to play with the same team and go to win another one. Usually, when in other league everywhere in the world, you win a championship game, season's over, you never play with the same guys again. And now we enjoy every moment together, and now we have a chance to play that last game with that team, with that group of guys, and it's going to be our last game. We have a chance to win another trophy, so we're all excited, and then we got like 24 hours to get ready.
Well done, mate. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Joined now after the Belfast Giants comeback win over the Guildford Flames, having booked their place in the playoff finals, by Giants goaltender Tyler Bescarwani. Besco, a tight game today. That one passed real fast. How was it from your perspective?
Never a doubt. No, you know what? Again, it was a tight-fought battle, just like the Challenge Cup, and we expected that from the puck drop. And you know what? Hats off to that, to Guildford. You know, they played their asses off out there. You know, it really could have gone either way. And so, again, I don't know what the shots were. I don't even think either team had 20 shots. So it was a really good defensive battle, and system-wise, it was unbelievable. So I'm just glad we ended up with the win.
During the second period, especially from where I was sitting, it looked like you pretty much kept the Giants in it. Did you feel the pressure then? Were you aware that you were kind of being peppered a little bit?
No, not really. I've been peppered a lot more than that in a few games there at the mid-season. So, no, it was, you know, they had a couple of good scoring chances, but all in all, our team played really well in front of me and blocked some big shots, and made my job pretty easy tonight.
The final tomorrow, obviously, you've got a day to rest and recuperate now. Do you have a preference as to which team you'd rather face tomorrow, or are you just going to go see how it pans out?
You know, I would love to face Cardiff tomorrow, just to prove all in all, you know, having that regular season tie, it just doesn't feel good. It doesn't sit right with me, even though we have the trophy, you know. I'd really love to face them once and for all, and to prove, you know, who is the better team in the end.
Couldn't have asked for a better answer. Besco, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, deep breath. Right, so we're walking back to the hotel. Belfast Giants were 1-0 down at the end of the second, and 2-1 up at the end of the final. Davey, how confident were you last 10 minutes? Seriously though,
I gotta be honest, Paddy, when it was sort of 5-6 minutes in the third period, I kind of had that feeling like, this isn't going to happen here. But the boys were still, you know, worked hard, were stuck with the process. We were chipping it in. Unfortunately, we weren't coming up with great A scoring chances. I feel like if we watched that game back, and we count the number of Great A scored chances, I think it would rank us two, and we took them both.
Higgy makes a really good move for that first goal.
Yeah, Paul Eady. Look, Paul Eady, he's on Premier Sports or whoever he's working for there this afternoon, and he says that Chris Higgins is the best third period player that he has ever coached, which is quite a statement. And, you know, Higgy comes up clutch in the third period, Ferdy scores a goal, you know, and we'll go to the final, you know, we'll go to the final tomorrow.
Ferdy, fantastic. You know, Dwyer, who, to be fair, he didn't have a great game. However, comes up and scores the GWG.
You know, I think we say, you know, Dwyer didn't have a good game. It's a bit harsh, you know. I think the Guildford Flames worked really, really hard on our forwards, worked them over, didn't give us much scoring opportunities. We had to work for everything we got. And, you know, credit to them, but credit to our team, we managed to come up with a 2-1 win in a big, big game.
Who do you want in this final?
I don't really care, mate.
Really? Is it a case of, you think, I asked Kiefer and people here earlier on, I asked Kiefer who, you know, is it about us or is it about who we play, and he said it's about us.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think if we get our game out tomorrow, I think there's nobody to beat us.
Make the effort. It's a wonderful atmosphere at Motor Point Arena. Here's Mosey. Mosey scores! Power play goal, Devils! Dixon wins the draw. Dixon goes in front of that. Longley scores! Bolduc puts a pizza up the middle for Longley. Longley with the shot scores! What a shot! Well, the face-off win has once again burned the Panthers and Richardson.
So here we are in Bunkers. It's the first period break in the second semi-final between the Cardiff Devils and Nottingham Panthers. Cardiff Devils are 4-0 up. That's more or less a job done, Joel Neil.
One-way traffic, mate. Do you know what? I have to hand it to them. From the national anthems onwards, both sets of fans were fantastic, really, really loud. But very, very quickly, Nottingham have been silenced. And it's almost as if Cardiff are playing for their season because some other team took all the silverware.
What other team?
I don't know. Like, I'm going to Google that. I'll come back to you. It's almost as if one team holds every other domestic trophy and is in a final tomorrow. But listen, I'll do my research and I'll let you know.
We'll find out about it. But it's like, you find that the Cardiff Devils are on top by, you know, obviously 4-0, quite a margin. You know, we decided, you know, let's go to Bunkers in the period break.
Welcome to playoffs.
Welcome to playoffs.
First playoffs. It's been a good day so far. Had a little whoopsie earlier, but we got over it. You know, it's if you know, you know, and if you don't, I hope you never do. But we're getting over it. We're doing okay. Patrick Smith went and drank a pint of petrol from outer space in the half an hour that I lost him. He's having a real good time.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to playoffs.
Welcome to playoffs. 18 years, man. 18 years of playoffs.
Do you know what? This is the... I was sitting during that first period. This is the first time in my 10 years I've ever watched two EIHL teams play that didn't involve the Giants. First time ever.
Really? You just like... First time being on neutral?
I mean, in real life.
And neutral?
Yeah, I've seen plenty on TV and whatever else, but first time in real life I've seen two teams play. It's crap.
So are we just going to enjoy our night?
We're gonna have a couple of polite beers and get absolutely in one.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Okay, so here we are. We're in Bunkers Hill. After the second semi-final, I'm joined by Mike Mayden of Catching the Buck. Mike, you know, you're a big Guildford Flames fan. Your thoughts on our semi-final to start with?
It was a very close game. It was a tough loss for us in the end. I thought our guys played they played a good game. They came out hard. They started a bit nervous. They grew into the game. We had our chances. Best go again, a brick wall. I think guys like Jeslam Dean really stepped up. Really great to see him come in because he's taken a lot of stick from the fans recently. He's.
Yeah, I'll step back. Go on. It's fine.
Thank you.
Listen, that's how playoffs goes.
I think we were solid defensively, and I think that was the key to shutting the guys down. Coming into the game, I just had a thought about Dwyer. Dwyer always does it against us, and it was just so typical that it would be him getting the game winner. And the way it came about, our guys were tired, they were desperate, and I think Belfast deserved the win overall. But
surely coming in after the Challenge Cup final, as tight as it was, like, you know, we talked about coming into the game about how we expected a tight game. Did you expect a tight game?
Yeah, I did. I thought our guys would come out hard. Speaking to the guys at the award night and stuff like that, and throughout the week with the preview, which I did, you know, all of the guys were mega focused on this, about the Challenge Cup final. You know, Dixon was saying about the lack of luck we had in the Challenge Cup final, hoping it was going to turn for us. And to be fair, throughout the game, it looked like it had, because there were a couple of bounces that, you know, if they hadn't have gone our way, they'd have been on the end of a giant stick and probably in the back of the net. So I think we did get bounces today. It's just that we couldn't get far enough ahead. The end of the second period, we had our chances and we just couldn't quite capitalise, and Best Go Again came up big. So,
this is your second playoffs, you know, first time you've had Guildford involved. Let's not talk about the third, fourth place game, but you know, you're enjoying your time here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great weekend. It's kind of nice now the pressure's off, and you know what, the third, fourth place game, it is what it is. So, yeah, it's a great weekend. Glad to be here, and looking forward to next year already.
Linda, have you enjoyed your time?
I've had a brilliant time, yeah. It's been an absolutely great weekend.
And you're proud of the Guildford Flames the way they played tonight? You're proud of the Guildford Flames the way they played?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. I think they played brilliantly, really, really well.
Listen, guys, we hope you do well in the third, fourth, first game. I know you don't want to be part of that, but thanks very much for joining us.
No, thank you, and best of luck in the final.
This is Colin Shields from the Belfast Giants, and you're listening to View from the Bridge, the best podcast in the Elite Ice Hockey League.
So, Sunday morning, final day. How did yesterday go? Yesterday, well, it was good fun. The Belfast Giants had a 2-1 hockey game and went through to today's final. Nottingham got humped by Cardiff. So Cardiff will face, the two best teams in the Elite League will face off at 4 o'clock. Then there was a lot of partying going on. You're probably hearing my voice and a lot of other stuff as well. Currently, I'm waiting on the tram. The third, fourth, fifth game between Nottingham and Guildford is currently taking place. But I'm going to go get some food now. There's the tram taking off from the other side. I'm going to go up into town. However, we're in for one hell of a day. The opportunities of today are unbelievable. The Giants, you know, have a little bit longer to play, a little bit longer to rest. And they'll go into the game at 4 o'clock. Well, on top form, I think. It's the right thing, I think, having this game between Belfast and Cardiff, two of the best teams in the, probably the two best teams in the league in the grand final. I'm going to go get some food and then let's talk hockey with some other guys. Deep breaths, everybody.
It's a disappointing result in the end, 4-1 to Belfast. What are your thoughts on that game?
Well, it's a 2-1 hockey game. It's a 2-1 game. It's a 2-1 game. It's a 2-1 hockey game. But still, late in the third period, it's a 2-1 hockey game. 2-1, 2-1, 2-1 hockey game. We 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. It's a 2-1 game. 2-1, it's a 2-1 game.
Great stuff. Thanks, Doug.
All right, thanks.
Right, we're coming towards the end of the third, fourth place game. Joined in the concourse, I guess, by the Elite League head of media, and that is Luke Fisher. Luke, you know, it's a big weekend for the Elite League. It always is. A great crowd. But from your point of view, how much preparation goes into a weekend like this?
Absolutely loads. I mean, from the minute we finished with the Challenge Cup final, which had a decent lead in as well, we had the meeting the next day in Cardiff, me and Mike and Todd and people, and we went through the whole thing. So we've been preparing for it. There's a certain amount you can't do until you know who's in it. But, you know, arena plans, working out what locker rooms we've got, what the access routes, what new things do we want to do. Yeah, weeks.
There's a big, obviously, I think Blair Riley brought it up as well on Twitter, and there's a talk about, you know, doing away with this weekend, or should we do away with this weekend? But it's not just the fact that it's a great spectacle. It's very important to the league.
It's very important to the league. I think, you know, doing a playoff series, the logistics of it, you guys will know in Belfast, to block out what you would need 12 home dates that you may not use all of them. To block this out, it would be such a problematic thing to do. But yeah, I mean, it is important for the league. It's a great showpiece event. You can bring sponsors to this that you want to show for next season. Okay, look, this is what we can do. And it's just really good for pictures and things as well. Like, it's just such a good experience. I'd never been to this weekend before. Yeah. Hadn't been involved before. But it's, yeah, really fun.
Well, that was going to be my next question. You haven't been to this weekend before. This is your first time here. Has anything really surprised you?
Like, I'd heard about the things of, you know, all the fans together. And it was quite, you know, you don't believe it until you see it. And then you realise, oh yeah, of course, there's only two that are in a game, and who are the allegiances other people have? And when Sheffield fans put up a chant of "We want 10" yesterday when Nottingham were 9-4 down, you thought, oh yeah, of course, like the rivalry and stuff. So yeah, you're going to support them. It's certain things you don't think about. It was pretty funny.
And then we could obviously the final this afternoon. You know, you've tried some new things as well with the press conferences and stuff. Has that been going well?
Yeah, it's been going really well. The coaches seem to like it. I mean, the main thing I wanted to do was bring people that aren't here closer to it. So the fact that we live stream it on Facebook and it's there 20-25 minutes after a game really helps and speed everything up. So we have mix zone when guys come off the ice. If they leave the ice by the right exit, we can go straight into it.
Yesterday afternoon when the Giants left by the wrong way.
Exactly that. But you know, it means you don't have to wait around for someone to go change, take the gear off, get the media manager to bring them over. And in the second game yesterday, about 40 minutes after it was finished, we were done with everything. And that's what you want, because hopefully if more media are going to start coming, we can do it quicker. You get your story out quicker, basically.
Have you enjoyed it?
Oh yeah, it's been really good fun. Haven't slept very much in the last few days since coming.
You and me both.
Yeah, well, for different reasons, I'm going to suspect. But no, it's been really fun this weekend.
And what about your first year as media manager? What have you learned?
I've learned that I would like the summer, because I didn't start until October, and the summer when we can actually go and prepare all the like the game day documents or the season documents and the guides and the media guide and things, that would be really good to have this time to do it. No, it has been good coming in mid-season. I knew from being a fan myself before how much people want to consume stuff about the Elite League and how much fans want to know. I didn't realize to the detail of what they want to know sometimes, and sometimes you can't say it and sometimes you do. But as we've said in the program notes, like, we know we need to have a rule book that is public, and this is something that you do properly in the summer. All the teams know it's there. There's some things you can't put, fines or participation fees and things like that, but we have to have this document public, because it a lot of the questions we get or the frustrations that come are frustrations, I think, more because people don't know what the answer is, yeah, rather than thinking it's been done wrong.
I think it's just transparency, isn't it? It's the fact that I've had this discussion many times before about it used to be people were fans, and it was just, you know, you went to the game, you went home, you talked about it in the pub with your mates. But with social media, there's so much interaction that people just want to be part of it 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and people sort of, you get a lot of Chinese whispers, let's say, as well with social media. Someone will say something, someone will say someone else, and then people suddenly think that the rule is for this, that happens. And you're like, well, no, it really isn't. And you think, how's that happened? But actually, if we have it publicly out, then you know.
Well, we're 2 hours before the final. No doubt you've got a very busy day ahead, mate. I appreciate your time.
No, absolutely. No problem.
What about Bunkers? 1 hour till face-off in the grand final. Belfast Giants against the Cardiff Devils. Nearly forgot who we were playing. Coventry Devils. One of those days. All the boys.
One of those days.
It really is. All the boys are here. Right, where do we start? 2-1 game last night. Says a tight affair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Content.
Was it as much of a challenge, Davey, as you thought it was going to be?
I thought the Guildford Flames did pretty well. I thought Besco probably kept us in the game in the second period. I think it was a Besco save, stroke a post that, you know, was as close as the game. Giants managed to weather the storm and come back with that really, really big third period.
And then the game in the evening between the Devils and the Panthers was humping.
Total blowout. I was expecting a little bit more competitiveness from Nottingham, but it's just not good enough from them. You know, to have Munson there as a very well-paid goaltender, shipping 8 goals after 2 periods, they didn't pull him. Just a team that looked defeated and done. I think they really let themselves down, to be honest.
You all right, Jacko?
I'm good.
What are you taking this game, then? From Cardiff and what you saw in Cardiff, what are you taking in this game?
Like, they're not going to be able to score, what was it, 8 last night or 9 last night? That's not going to be the same as what it is today. But Joel's right. I mean, Nottingham, it shouldn't even be in that quarter for a semi-final. They're brutal. But it's going to be a tight game of the day. Top 2 teams throughout the season have ended up being the last 2 teams left. So it's going to be a really great stuff. I still fancy our chances. Our boys turn up here today, and I know they're all well up for it. And I was just seeing that Dustin Johnner's retiring and seeing it on Twitter as well. So it's going to be a few of these guys' last game. For the last time, they'll all play together as a group. I expect a big performance.
It is, like, we've never been in this position before. Clean sweep of trophies if we win today.
Yeah, it's a dirty dream kind of thing, isn't it? I remember, like, Simon was there at the start when the ice bowl opened, what, September 86 or something, you know, it's something that...
96.
86. But you know, so we've had sort of hockey in our blood since we were really lads, and this is an opportunity that, you know, you never really dream would happen, and you know, three periods hopefully away from completing it.
What do the Giants have to do?
They have to show up and they have to do what they've been doing all year, an aggressive forecheck, relentlessly putting that old cliche, pucks on net. The defensive lines need to play better than they did yesterday. They need to rally around Besko a bit more, cancel out those soft turnovers, and just keep pushing the puck forward like they've been doing all year. We have it in us.
Speed, we've got to come at them quick. Throw a stat in for you, one from Steve Apart. You know, the Cardiff Devils concede 42% of their goals in the first 5 minutes of periods.
Nice.
So, you know, it's key that
we... It's the stat, man.
It's key that we get out there quickly at them, get rubber on behind. You know, I think if we lead well as a team, got to get a first period and a good third period. We need to step up. We've had a poor all-season second period yesterday, no exception. So, you know, if we can get as close to 60 minutes out of the boys as we can, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely agreed. You know, it's going to be a tight game here today. I don't see it being, to be honest, I think it'll go to overtime. I really do. I think it'll be that tight. It's good to see that the league are continuing on with a, you know, it's five-man play until there's a key Taylor's a winner. It's the best way to end the thing itself. I think it'll be a really, really tight game, and it'll make them down to depth. You know, both teams have got three good lines, and they've got the fourth line who work hard, work their tail off. Beskarwani for us, he's been the player of the year. He's voted the player of the year by the Elite League. Besko turns up today. He's head and shoulders above Ben Barnes.
And special teams, it depends how the referees, obviously Dean Smith, Andy Dalton refereeing. It's going to be interesting if, you know, they put the whistles away. I wasn't at the second semi-final, so I don't know what the sort of, you know, the first semi-final, our game, the referees, I think there was only one penalty in the whole game. I'm not sure what the second one was like, you know, because Dalton Smith, he refereed it, so, you know, oh, we lads don't run across the road. Holy smoke. Idiots.
A lot of danger happening.
Where's the parents?
So that's it. So I don't think I need to ask this, boys, but no, I think I was going to ask, you know, can we do it? Obviously, absolutely, we can do it. We've got an hour until face-off, and nerves?
Nope.
No, not really, no.
I'm usually the first guy to say I'm nervous, but this team have nothing to prove and everything to gain. Just let's go for it and enjoy it.
Nerves, Shergo?
No, mate, not at all.
Okay. We are a matter of moments away from the teams being announced and the final coming on their way. Mr. Neil Russell has joined us. Mike Foyce is going, mate, as you can tell. You had a good night last time. What do you think?
Oh, mate, honestly, like, it's been a while since I've actually been nervous for a game of hockey, but driving across today for Manchester, just literally by myself, just sitting thinking, like, how this is going to play out. Watched both the webcasts yesterday. I mean, I thought Cardiff were superb against a very average Nottingham Panthers team, it has to be said. I thought we actually played a fairly good game against a very exciting Guildford Flames team. Honestly, it's a flip of a coin here. It really is. I mean, both teams, both Cardiff and Belfast, are stacked. So much depth. I think it's going to come down to the battle of the goaltenders. And I think we've got the better one in Tyler Best. Sorry, I don't think. I know we've got the better one in Tyler Beskowani. So if our big game players such as Beskowani, Darcy Murphy, Patrick Dwyer, etc. can come to the party today, I think it's going to be a Belfast Giants victory. And what a momentous day it could be for this organisation.
Quite fitting that it is these two teams, the two best teams in the league, coming down to the final there.
Big time. I mean, Todd Kelman, we saw what he did in Belfast. We now have seen over the last, what, 4 or 5 years what he's done in Cardiff. Re-energised an organisation that was floundering and has created a fantastic product there and a brand new ice rink in Cardiff. And what an organisation they are. But likewise, you know, since the Odyssey Trust took over the Belfast Giants, the reinvigoration and stability that the Odyssey Trust have brought to the organisation has been second class. Steve Thornton's done a great job, you know, over the last couple of seasons, and specifically this season, in putting together an absolutely fantastic team, arguably the best Belfast Giants team ever to appear on home ice. And listen, as I say, it's going to be a flip of a coin here, Paddy. I'm actually really nervous. Just looking around our box here, and there's a lot of nervous faces as well.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, you worked with the Storm, you're doing what you do, but first and foremost, you're a fan of this club. And, you know, being here since day one, the 20 years that we've had, we've come into this day, we've come into this game with the opportunity to do something we've never done. And how are the nerves?
Oh, mate, absolutely crazy. And you're right. I mean, we have followed this organisation. It's part of our DNA, and hopefully forever. And I'm no doubt, as long as the Belfast Giants are in existence, we'll be old crockety men getting wheeled into to watch games in years to come. And, you know, listen, the nerves are through the roof. Today could be such a historic day for this organisation, and I just hope and pray that we can do it.
Nice one, mate. Let's get going, eh?
Cheers, Paddy.
You say I love you, boy, but I know you lie.
Jonner versus Martin. Pitter patter, let's get at her. We're underway in the 2019 EIHL Playoff Grand Final, live and exclusive on Free Sport. Neutral zone for this speedy Murphy. Here's Murphy. Murphy with the shot. It was through the legs. It was off the post. He punched it through the wickets and it came through bounds and kissed off the post. And the Giants nearly draw first blood. Here's Murphy. Murphy is loaded off. And Schistel with a lowering of the boom. And Murphy is down. Schistel put his shoulder to Murphy. Murphy's in a world of hurt. The whistle goes, and Darcy Murphy is down on all fours after that thundering hit from Schistel. Well, take a bruise, I know you're worth that. The offensive zone with 3:35 showing in the first period. Here's Ferland. Ferland with a hit on Schistel. Schistel will be a target now after that hit on Murphy. There's no doubt about it. Here's Hedden and Bentifolio. Hedden scores! Scoring, and with 3:28 left, it's 1-0 Cardiff. Dwyer to Bond. Bond backdoor play. What a stop! Are you kidding me? Ben Bounce absolutely robbed Smotherman. It's you and me till the end of time. Dare I say it, the save of the season in a 1-0 playoff final. Ben Bounds with a stop on Smotherman. Much like that post earlier on the Murphy shot. Here's Shields. Shields with a Kennedy blast! That's off the post! And Shields with an absolute dart. Blocker side on Bounds, and it comes right back out off the inside of that goalpost. Rain with the shot. It's through the legs. It's in. Rain with the wrist shot. It's through the five hole, and it's 1-1 halfway through the third period. Gets his motor going. Fournier. Fournier with the play, and Fournier with the highlight reel goal! 2-1 Devils! Time running down. Riley wildly turns and fires. Higgins with the shot. It's deflected high off the glass, and it's done and dusted! The Cardiff Devils defend their playoff title! They stop the freight train! They stop the Grand Slam ambitions of the Giants, and the Devils will win this one 2-1. When we collide, we come together. A moment that you never forget. A championship trophy raised from the captain. Win today, enjoy this trophy, and walk together forever. The 2019 EIHL Grand Final playoff winners, the deserving champions, the Cardiff Devils.
Following the playoff 2-1 defeat to the Cardiff Devils, I'm joined by the captain, Blair Riley. Riles, the two best teams in the league, two horse race, they were so miles apart, it was fitting that this was the final, and it was a real battle out there.
Yeah, it was a great game. I'm sure as a spectator, most would say that's the game that you wanted to see to decide it. We finished tied at the top of the table after 60 games. I think the head-to-head is maybe 4-3 in the end. Yeah, it's it's been a great season with two good teams going at it. So obviously we wanted to finish off the Grand Slam, but very proud of that team and every guy in that room, because yeah, it was 81 games in the end we ended up playing. That's a lot of hockey. Like that's an NHL schedule under tough travel circumstances and a real grind. So credit to every guy in our locker room and the staff, support and fans and everyone involved with the team, because there's a lot that goes into this and everyone's got a lot to be proud of at this point.
Junior, you got the looks. You were out shooting them through the game, but Bonesy just stepped up and pulled off some absolute worldies.
Yeah, I bounce either way. It's a different game. Like that's what happens when you get into a one-off game with the two tightly contested teams. They're like we said, we tied points over 60 games. Like that's probably a pretty fitting way to end the season. And it's right that those teams got to battle it out in the end. So. Doesn't take the shine off the season that we had. We got a lot of good memories out of this year, and some guys are moving on to post playing careers, and wish them nothing but the best. And I'm proud that they got to go out on a high note. Yeah,
I think that's it, isn't it? Like, it's been a magnificent season overall, and that seems to be a very special room. And with three trophies, you'll look back at it fondly.
Yeah, we played a lot of. A lot of big games too, and these losses, and I said it after we won the Elite League, kind of half jokingly but seriously, when you go through losing, it really makes winning that much more special. And to experience some devastating losses and just to go through the highs and lows, that's the cool thing about sport, and that's what makes this game so great, to go through it with a group of guys that care so much, and to give some of those guys some special memories in their last season, that's pretty cool.
Adam Keefe, for the final time this season, obviously this one will sting for a while. It's not the way we wanted to go out, but you'll certainly look back on a very special year and a special team.
Yeah, extremely proud of this group. It starts in the summer when you're recruiting and you get the references on guys and the quality of people that we brought in. It maybe took some time for us to get going and gel and some tweaks here and there, but I think in the end we got there and the league title proves that.
You've made your feelings clear already about the injury to Darcy Murphy, quite rightly, to be honest. But that's obviously a big momentum changer, losing the top scorer in the league.
Yeah, it's not easy in a game like this when you need a goal to lose a guy with over 50 goals and over 100 points. That's tough. I hold my hands up. It allowed me, or made me lose focus, and I should have remained calm in that scenario and kept the guys calm. But you guys know me. It's tough for me to remain calm in a situation like that. The circumstance has been flipped and I was on the ice, that guy would have been dealt with, and it's disappointing to see that the officiating didn't deal with it.
The Cardiff Devils and the Belfast Giants in the final, it's the right call, it's the right match to close the Elite League season. Obviously a tremendous performance by a team that have clipped at our heels all season and been right in the mix.
Yeah, you can't take anything away from Cardiff. They've been great all season long. They have a great team, well coached and obviously well managed. We know that first and foremost. Congratulations to them. Certainly I'm sure it would have been a bitter egg for them to swallow if they had left this season with no trophies. And when you take a step back and look at it as a whole, they've been a good team all season, and they were good tonight as well. That being said, I thought we had the better of the play tonight, and we deserved more, but we didn't get it, so that's that.
At the start of the season, whenever you had done your recruiting and it kind of turned to August, if you'd have been handed a domestic treble, you would have been happy enough, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's not easy to say right now, but Yeah, definitely. It has been a successful season, to say the least, and to fall a goal short of a playoff championship and a Grand Slam. That's a tough one to swallow, but you can't take anything away from those players in that room. You just watch that third period back, and you see the desperation in our guys. They just, credit to Ballinger, he kept them in it.
We've watched a very special team all season long, Coach, and we really appreciate all of your time. Thank you very much.
Cheers, thanks.
The post-mortem, following a 2-1 hockey game, the Belfast Giants go down 2-1 to the Cardiff Devils in the playoff final. Myself, Simon, Joel, Davey, bit of a final words. Difficult way to go down, especially when the Giants come back in and fought so hard, but hot goalie?
He played very well, in fairness. I thought we played really, really well tonight. Losing Darcy Murphy in the first period was tough to take. Really bad hit, targeted the head. Should have got at least 5+ match. But, you know, these things don't go your way sometimes. I don't think the boys should drop their heads in any way, shape or form. I thought they were absolutely outstanding tonight. I thought they were outstanding the whole season. And they should be very, very proud of themselves.
It was a battle out there. You know, like Sis has mentioned, the hit to the head, you know, hit the post, Sheds hit the post. We hit the post in the opening seconds. Could have been very different. That goes in.
Look at the Challenge Cup final when we probably got a little bit lucky to take Guildford this year, and then look at tonight when we're the better team, I think, and just it doesn't go your way. That's sport for me. Our last post-mortem was the Continental Cup final, and I feel night and day compared to there. You know, this is a team to be proud of. We've been phenomenal all season. We battled tonight. Losing Darcy Murphy is the story of the game, and that's one that will be talked about for a while, but all in all you can do is be proud of these guys. 3 domestic titles out of 4 and a hair's breadth away from the full sweep, including Europe.
Davey, especially as the game wore on, the Cardiff Devils seemed to get a lot of zone time and were forcing mistakes from the Giants.
Yeah, there was actually times in the game when it looked a wee bit leggy and we were just struggling in our own zone to get it cleared. But, you know, I think the guys have said it all. You know, I think over the course of the game, the Darcy Murphy hit was obviously a big turning point. That first 5, 6, 7 minutes of the game, we were absolutely swarming all over Cardiff. A lot of puck luck went our way tonight. You know, Ben Bounds, although we got man on mass, didn't hold an awful lot. He gave an awful lot of rebounds. There's a few pucks. We hit posts, we hit bars. Just sometimes lady luck doesn't shine on you, and tonight was just one of those nights for me.
A lot of guys hurting in that locker room. Says, you know, a lot of guys putting it all. We talked about Darcy. He came up to the box after we came up to the box and during the game, obviously hurting from that hit. But then you look at some of the players, like Kevin Rain comes up big. He seems to like this building. He scores a bit in here.
I don't think I can single one guy tonight. For me, the whole season, you know, 81st competitive game. And again, you know, they left everything out there tonight. I don't think you could ask for any more of them. You know, when you do that, and you know, we were standing beside the dressing room. Adam was giving the speech at the end of the game, and you know, normally there's a round of applause. The boys are hurting, and for me, that's a really, really good thing, because the ones who are coming back next year will want to get back to the final, will want to make the rights wrong or wrongs right this weekend. There's going to be guys who hang skates up tonight. You know, Colin Shields, Dustin Johnner have both announced that that's their last game. And to be honest, I think there's going to be another couple. And it's sad to see, because there's people everywhere making noise. And we've had an absolutely phenomenal season. We've had a brilliant season. I don't think, you know, we were talking about it on the podcast on Tuesday night. You know, I don't think we can ask for anything more. I don't think we could ask for anything more. The boys, they've all. The boys have done phenomenally well. And as I say, you know, it's a disappointing way to end the season for them. It's a disappointing end of the season for the Belfast Giants. But if this guy, at least he's lifting this one. It's a season that we'll look back on and go, do you know what? We did all right.
That's it. 3 trophies, domestic treble. These guys can have their heads held firmly high.
I put my arm around me. I met Kevin Rain after interviewing there in post game, and said to him at the start of the season when the boys got together, if you'd offered me a domestic treble, 3 out of 4, and I'd taken your arm off for it. This is a team to be tremendously proud of. I've had probably one of the most incredible years since I started to follow this team. It's a season I'll never forget. And when we went down this year, we went down swinging. There's absolutely nothing to be ashamed of about anything that we dropped this year. Phenomenal team and one of the best ever.
We pack it all up. These boys pack up their bags and do it all again in September. But when the dust settles, we'll come back and we'll talk about it. But this has
has been one of the best seasons and one of the best teams?
I think it's about perspective. You know, we're obviously, it's very raw now. It's only like an hour or whatever since the final hooter went, and you want to win that final game of the season. Unfortunately for us this year, it didn't work out that way. It's just, you know, the guys have said as well. Thank you, sis. As the guys have said, you know, but for a post in the Continental Cup final, we'll come away with that. And but for post bars, you know, and a bit, as I said earlier, on a bit of lady luck there, you know, we'll come away with a clean sweep. And unfortunately, just tonight, it's hurting, but, you know, it'll hurt everybody for a few days. And then we'll look back on a season where, you know, we've won a league, we've won the Challenge Cup, we've won the conference. So it's, you know, overall, fantastic season. It would have been really nice to win it all, but, you know, sometimes it's just not meant to be.
And you met
someone in one. Have you heard that? I wonder if Angus sent you that. That was an absolute belter. Right, I think we'll wrap it up there, boys. Listen, it's been a hell of a season for the Belfast, Giants. Yeah, Joel's now going to realise his fly's down, but, you know, it's been a hell of a season for the Belfast Giants. It's been very, it's been a great season for us, and I've enjoyed it a great deal. So we'll wrap it up there. Thanks, boys.
Cheers, boys.
And that's that. The completion of the Elite League season for the 2018-2019 season. And I guess that's us sort of view from the bridge for quite a while. What a season that has been. One of the best seasons on record for the Belfast Giants. And no doubt one of the best teams to ever ice in our teal, white and red. Three trophies in the cabinet and two oh-so-nears. It certainly has been an exciting season. We enter into the off-season looking ahead to, of course, GB in the World Championships in just a few weeks. And the far side of the summer, the Champions Hockey League is one hell of a prospect for the Belfast Giants. Until then, we're going to take a little bit of time off. No doubt you'll be hearing from us in a few weeks' time once those names start to go back onto the new roster for the Belfast Giants. You can keep in touch with us on Twitter at AVFTB, of course. KingdomTheGiants.com, you'll find all of our articles and things like that that we'll be sticking online. If you got anything you want to send to us, you want on Kingdom of the Giants, articles@KingdomOfTheGiants.com is where you send it to. You'll find us on Facebook, you'll find us all over the show, but you'll not find us recording a podcast for a few weeks yet. Time to take some time off. Thanks to everybody for listening in over the last season. It's been about 35, 36 odd shows and our live shows. Big thanks to the guys at Free Sports, the Iron Murphy, and Elite League TV for the audio from earlier on. And wherever you are over the next few weeks, if you're watching GB, if you're watching the NHL playoffs, we hope you enjoy your hockey. And we'll catch you here next time on A View from the Bridge.
Podcast Network.